USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev reported to the Sun newspaper that Russian President Vladimir Putin will step down from power next year. Soloviev also suggested Putin may be suffering from Parkinson's disease. The report says he intends to make public his handover plans in January. Dozens of people are dead and hundreds have been evacuated after Tropical Depression Eta slammed into Central America, flooding homes and creating landslides. The storm has now returned to the Caribbean Sea and is forecast to gain strength and pass over Cuba Saturday night. It's expected to head towards Florida after that. The Guatemalan president said Thursday at least 50 people are dead in Guatemala due to the landslides and flooding. Rapper Braxton Brax Baker has passed away. She was 21. Social media influencer is best known for her 2017 mixtape, Versatility. Her mother, Letitia Russell, posted the news Thursday to Instagram without detailing the cause. USA Radio News.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA-1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The presidential election results are still in limbo. USA Radio News, Wyatt Cox has more.
The Trump campaign claims former Nevada residents who left the state due to the pandemic were permitted to vote in the Silver State. And this woman says she didn't get to vote.
I always voted in person. This time they mailed out the ballot and somebody took my ballot. They also took the ballot of my roommate. I was told by the interviewer from Channel 8 when I said, did other people do this? He said, yes.
Former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell summed up the reason for the suit.
We've asked Clark County for answers. They have no answers. They continue to count illegal votes. That is unacceptable, and it's giving legal people a sense that the system is corrupt.
In the Nevada News Bureau, I'm Wyatt Cox.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The National Football League has fined the Las Vegas Raiders for its coronavirus procedures. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
The Raiders will play the Chargers in Southern California Sunday. NASCAR's season finale 500 takes place Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four drivers, Chase Elliott, talks about this year's success.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we always have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented.
Other drivers in the Final Four are Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.